Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live. It continues from the Marriott Center where BYU defeats West Virginia 77-56. Let's get our postgame honorees to you as Richie Saunders is standing by with us. Waystar, star of the game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. And tonight's Waystar star of the game with his first double-double since November, Fuseni Traore. 20 points, 10 rebounds for Fuse. 20 points in 21 minutes. He was unstoppable tonight. Fuse is our Waystar star of the game. For the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, proud sponsor of BYU basketball. I like Dallin Hall tonight. Dallin goes 8-4-6, points, rebounds, and assists, and zero turnovers to go along with his six assists in 23 minutes of play. We could give Richie an award every night, and we usually do give an award. We decided to skip Richie tonight for his teammates, and he's okay with that. Richie, thanks for giving somebody else something.
Man, come on now. Anytime we win by, 21 right there,
yes.
We're living. And those guys both played incredibly. All across the board, there was so many great contributors in all aspects of the game.
What a great win for you guys in a game that was a grind, right? I mean, at 19-15, you're down four with three minutes to go in the first half, and nothing looks or feels right. How do you turn that game around to win by 21 and score 77?
What we do really well is we play in transition, but what they were doing is taking away the pass heads. And so we kind of adjusted of just, let's just take it down and let's just take it downhill and get to the rim, which we did. And
you end up at 46-22 with a paint points advantage.
Which is great, right? We were having to learn some other stuff about us without they just took away the three-point, just plain and simple, right? And so learned how, when the teams are going to do that, we're good. Let's just get downhill. Let's play basketball a different way.
Well, Richie, congratulations. Six in a row for this team. The train is just keeps rolling for you guys, and you're a veteran now. You're getting a little bit older, and you've experienced a lot of stuff. What is it about kind of what's happening for this team right now that is contributing to your success? Because that's six in a row in this conference is no small feat.
No, it's a credit to resilience, I feel like, and I've said it a few times on different interviews and stuff. It's really easy after losing three in a row to feel sad for yourself and feel like all hope is lost. I remember Sunday morning after losing at TCU, just so dark, right? It just was really hard. But I just so much credit to our team for not getting down, right? Of just keep coming every single day and just battling. This is just a classic. You learn from your mistakes and we continue to figure out how we work together, and we're finding something.
And it is amazing, as Richie notes, BYU was once 1-3 in league. They've since gone 11-3. That's how things have turned around. We'll take a break. We'll come back and more with Richie as we continue on Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, BYU 77, West Virginia 56 is our final score. Greg and Mark visiting with Richie Saunders here for another minute or so. You mentioned learning and how this game was a process today. How about Yeggs? Yegor Demon, one point at halftime, ends up with 15.
It's awesome.
So what are you seeing from him, with him, as he turns his game around like the team did tonight?
Yeah, right, the way the game was flowing, just why it was so great for Fuse too, is it ended up with playing a lot of two-man games. So just a pick and roll at the top, get downhill and read. And he's so good at reading, making the reads. He just is so long, and so he can really finish around these bigs, even if it's just they come and challenge his layup. It's awesome. I love to see him do well, and he deserves it.
But you talked a little bit about this, but Greg mentioned you had 15 points with 3 minutes to go. What were some of the big factors or adjustments, whatever, that kind of got you guys rolling? And once you started rolling, it didn't stop. But what kind of got you guys going?
Yeah, JL, my coach, just said, put your head down and just go. stop looking around. And I felt like, you know, it was like just a little like, okay, let's, like, what am I doing? Why am I looking around, like, trying to look for the outlet? Because there's no outlets. Today, they like I said, they shut down the outlets, the kick aheads. But he just said, get downhill. And I feel like that's kind of the attitude of just, let's just go get the ugly baskets. None of them are pretty, and they hurt, you know. But it was like the mentality of just put your head down and go get a basket.
Last thing for you, congrats on being a Big 12 Player of the Week, which is so hard to do in this conference. So congrats to
Thank
that.
Thank you.
And then secondly and lastly, now it's off to Ames to play Iowa State. And who knows what that game's going to be for, but a lot on the line Tuesday here at Iowa State.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be a good one, and we're super excited. It's a great environment there, and we're ready for it.
Richie, thanks, man. Appreciate
Thank you.
All right.